Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Karen Reed getting ready for another trial. Supposedly it'll be happening January 27th to 25. Doubtful. Probably more like April. That's when they're trying to push it to. As of our recording, the judge has yet to make a decision. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Here we are getting close to the new year, the new start of the trial, a trial that we all hoped would end last year, but obviously did not. And there's a lot of motions being fought over, phone records being one of them, the parents' phone records said prosecutors want them in there, saying, hey, we need to see who she was communicating with and for how long, which you can already really see from Karen Reed's phone records. Do we need to dig more into the parents to get more people involved here?
I don't think on that side. So let's remember when this reached its conclusion on the first trial and there was a mistrial and we're like, we're going to be back here again. And you and I said, what new things are going to hear in a new trial? So I'm asking myself that. On the Karen Reed side, I don't think anything. You know, I think the text messages we saw and heard and you know, kind of gave a portrayal of her, which is not the best, but nothing that kind of was shocking because, again, unhealthy people and healthy relationships, you know, there's a little bit of crazy everywhere. But I think the things that have happened between that trial and now is on the police department side. Mm-hmm. I think the credibility of that, of those officers in that department has gone even further down the tank. And so I think that's really the only new thing that's going to be here, if they're able to bring it to light, is that the credibility of that entire department is in question. And so that leans on the side of her, I would think.
How do you get a jury? I mean, we already saw what happened round one. It's going to be the same stuff again. We're going to hear the same nightmare of Proctor. We're going to hear all the mishandling of things, and the jury's going to be left to wonder what the hell's going on there. And we know more about the misdeeds of everybody as well. It's even stronger than it was. People have been charged since the last trial because of what they testified to. I mean, if you have the whole investigation, the people that are charged with bringing this investigation to light, putting the facts together, and none of them seem to be all that credible, how do we even do this thing?
I think it's really going to come, again, my conjecture on this, not having done a lot of courtroom time, is going to come down to that courtroom. How are they presenting themselves in that courtroom? I don't think, if they do it exactly the same way, it's going to be exactly the same outcome. If Karen shows a more humble, contrite, I've learned a lot of things along this road. She shows growth in a good demeanor in that courtroom. Because remember, the jury is looking at everyone. And if all things being equal, the evidence is going to be the same, everything's going to be the same, what's the jury left to do is they're going to be assessing the individuals themselves for their own opinions. Mm-hmm. And it's really going to come down to how she presents herself and how the defense presents her in that courtroom, as opposed to the police department. Well, because that's what I would be doing.
In the first trial, she presented herself, as very flippant, very much, I didn't do this, And if you didn't do it, you probably shouldn't have a lot of remorse, but you should seemingly, I think, have some empathy for the family of these people and the torture that they're going through with your supporters, quote unquote. And we never saw any of that. We never saw anything of like, hey, you know, I believe I didn't do it either, but let's tone this down. Let's not go after these families and ruin their lives. And I get it, the distrust of the police. In some cases, I can see where people are, when officers are being called out, where it's justified. But then you have just like wives and children and family members that are all caught in the crosshairs and dealing with this as well. And we didn't see any empathy from her to those individuals as well. Seemed to play well. That does seem to play well these days, kind of this over-the-top stoic, superhuman type character. Should she play it again? Should there be a little empathy there? Or does that make her weak?
No, I don't think so. I think that the greatest, in my opinion, one of the greatest things that hurt her were the text messages.
Yeah.
She seemed like a crazy woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so people started swinging their opinion away from her when those text messages came to light. If I was advising it, if this was me, I would be the opposite of that. I would want the jury to say, after seeing those text messages and looking at her in the courtroom for how many weeks is it going to go, I don't get it. That's not who I see here today. Mm-hmm. That's what you want. You want the portrayal of not that. You want that empathetic portrayal. You want someone who is unbelievable that they could have done this in such a malicious, hateful way that they're portraying her as. In other words, don't be the caricature that they're painting you as in that courtroom, because all the evidence is going to be the same. And so I'm just going on the emotions of the jury at this point.
Yeah, it's probably going to hinge on that at the end of the day, because everything else, it's the same. You know, did she say I did it, or did she say I did it? It's all the same stuff, and we're never really going to know. It's all conjecture, and the only person who truly does know is Karen Reed, and maybe she doesn't even know quite
often. I don't think she knows. I remember they were all drunk as hell.
Yeah,
and none of them have accurate memories. More time has even passed. More things in the media have now implanted themselves in their memories, so you have a lot of false memories, even being more exaggerated, in my opinion. And so it's all going to come right back down to the same thing. The really, really bad evidence they have. The data points are just so all over the place. So it's going to come down to, I think, reputation. It's going to come down to her reputation versus that police department's reputation. Right now, she's edging on the win for that, because that police department's one's going down. And if she does, she can't be dating her defense attorney. She cannot be doing stupid things in the media. You know, she's got to not be the caricature that's in those text messages if she wants to do better.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.